Mercy is the base, and forgiveness is a promise. In Islam, one of God's most emphasized attributes is mercy. All the chapters of the Quran, except one, begin with the statement, "In the name of God, the Merciful, the Compassionate," known as the Basmala. The Basmala is also the common statement that Muslims should recite before doing any action. It thus ingrains in them the confidence that God's ultimate design for creation is one of care and mercy. A hadith also tells Muslims that God's mercy precedes his anger, while the Quran states that God's mercy embraces all things, not just some things, which signifies that mercy is the dominant characteristic underlying God's actions. Islam does not reduce God's attributes to power, knowledge, and goodness, and leave out his sovereignty, his wisdom, his judgment, his anger, and his punishment. Rather, God has 99 names and attributes, based on a saying of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. They are broadly categorized as two kinds: attributes of Jamal, beauty and beneficence, and Jalal, grandeur, power, and majesty. He is the kind, the wise, the merciful, the loving, the forbearing, the pardoning, the generous, and the protector. On the other side, he is the mighty, the just, the judge, the watchful, the avenger, the humbler, and the compeller. A one-sided view of God as only loving or punishing will result in a wrong idea of what God is truly like. The Quran points this out, saying, "Know that God is severe in punishment, and that God is also most forgiving, ever merciful." Quran chapter 5, verse 98. This implies that a correct relationship with God and outlook on life requires experiencing the full range of God's attributes, those of Jamal as well as those of Jalal, in a manner appropriate to each. Together, these two aspects instill the right balance of fear of and hope in God, allowing neither to overwhelm the other. Fear and hope are like the two wings of a bird. They are both needed to fly. If they are balanced, the bird flies properly. But if one of them stalls, the bird will fall down and will not be able to fly. All of life is a test from God. Given the perfect nature and character of God, there can be no pointless evil or suffering. God's decisions to permit or not permit something is always in accordance with his knowledge, wisdom, and justice, and also his plan. Humans lack the knowledge to understand or judge God's ways. Of knowledge, you, humankind, have been given only a little. Quran chapter 17, verse 85. They also lack patience with God's decree until it unfolds. Verily, you will not be able to have patience with me, and how can you have patience about a thing which you know not? Quran chapter 18, verses 67 and 68. Humans also have no authority or power to question God. He, God, cannot be questioned about what he does for his acts, but they, humans, will be questioned for theirs. Quran chapter 21, verse 23. Full insight into the reasons and wisdom that verify every particular instance of evil or suffering in the world throughout history is impossible for humans. However, the Quran provides a clear view of the overall causes of evil and suffering on earth. According to the Quran, all of life, with its good and bad happenings, is a test from God. He, God, who created death and life that he may test you. Quran, chapter 67, verse 2. Tests are decreed on all humans. God decides the type, time, place, and magnitude of the test. Surely we, God, shall test you with something of fear, hunger, loss of wealth, lives and fruits, but give glad tidings to the patient. Quran, chapter 2, verse 155. Testing shall be experienced on two fronts, internal and external. Know that God knows what is within yourselves, so beware of Him. Quran, chapter 2, verse 235. Testing involves suffering. According to the Quran, suffering is an inevitable and natural part of worldly life. Verily, we, God, have created the human into hardship. Chapter 90, verse 4. Human life is a process of continual hardship. Each stage brings its own set of challenges, often with increasing complexity, and every human will continue to face different struggles in life until death, as stated in the Quran. Verily, you are ever toiling on towards your Lord, painfully toiling, and you shall meet Him, meet the result of your toiling. Quran, chapter 84, verse 6. The Quran is not here to eliminate suffering, but to point humans in the direction of how to navigate hardship and adversity in their lives, and to give them the ability to successfully recover from crises and get back on their feet and thrive once again. God says in His noble book, the Quran, "Indeed, with every hardship there will be ease." Quran, chapter 94, verse 5. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, therefore said, "Know that victory is with patience, and relief is with distress, and that with hardship comes ease." Kanz al-Umal by Al-Mutaki al-Hindi. This means that whenever there is difficulty and adversity in a person's life, ease is simultaneously happening with it. Richness or poverty, pleasure or pain, prosperity or adversity, health or sickness, are not signs of God's favor or disfavor. Rather, they are means of testing how each human will feel and react to the various situations that life presents, the good and the bad, the happy and the tough. With such an understanding, a Muslim should see nothing as pointless, insignificant, or to be taken at face value. Viewing matters through a narrow lens from one angle, with a narrow-minded way of thinking limited to only a fraction of reality. A Muslim soul deals with all matters from the perspective of God's absolute and perfect knowledge of everything, which encompasses the inner and outer realities of everything and sees the truth of all situations. It may be that you hate a thing which is good for you, and that you love a thing which is bad for you. God knows. You know not. Quran, chapter 2, verse 216.